This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Were you drinking again, Gio?
Orange pineapple soda.
So was at Walmart. I was at Walmart today and saw a new Hawaiian punch flavor. Well, new to me.
Okay.
Coconut pineapple. Like I would drink that.
Like a pina colada,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll drink that.
I would try it.
Yeah, I would try it.
Wait,
it was Mountain Dew?
No, Hawaiian Punch.
Okay. About to say.
It looks like 2% milk. That's the funny thing. It has that weird
off. So it looks like a fucking pina colada.
It looks like a pina colada then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Hawaiian Punch.
Interesting.
Yeah, very. Dude, you got to Google it real quick to really get a grasp of it because it's literally. Let me Google this real quick.
No. How the fuck do you just open up with that and then not have your shit ready? You piece of fuck.
Because this was very spontaneous because you showed me the drink and I was like, oh.
It's tropical. It tastes tropical. And I'm not really a soda drinker. So for me to be sitting here chugging a fucking bottle of CNC pineapple soda.
The White Water Wave. Coconut pineapple flavor.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Huh. Yeah. I know you guys can't see it, but
Is it available? Where's it available?
I saw it at Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah.
I have to take a trip to Walmart.
Yeah. So I want to start today's show off real quick with a huge shout out to Surefire Smoke Shop over in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. I just want to say I went in there today. I got me this little thing, which I'm about to smoke out of momentarily. This is the X Vape Araya Special Edition. It's got like a little dragon.
AKA the texture. Golden Dragon Dildo.
Yeah. And
that shit short circuit down your fucking throat. Being a smart
ass. As soon as we walked in. Great hospitality. Every time I go into Surefire, they're always welcoming. They always treat anybody in there like a celebrity. Care. They have great products, great prices. And I saw this. I was like, got to get this. This is,
what the fuck was that?
Sorry about that. I don't know.
And was so it I got the dragon dick?
Yes. So. Okay. As I so I was talking to this one guy, Rick, and he follows us. You know, first off, thank you guys for thank you, Sharefire, for being a supporter of Barn Rips and video games. But
thank you.
They had a contest out for this.
What? What the fuck is that?
It's a vape cartridge mod.
It's you put your your cartridges in here. And what I really like, I wish I had the cartridge to test this up, but actually the guys in there had a cartridge in there that I was able to use it for to test it out and kind of review this. It has a
dial,
it's pretty old school.
Right. For nothing, I thought it was a life alert and that you were trying to tell us something. Fucking thought immediately.
It's a run. First off, the lanyard that it comes with, that it's a nice touch. I think it's really cool. What I like when I did get to try it in the shop, the guy Rick, very very cool motherfucker. I told him we got to get you on Bong Groups and video games soon. So explain the whole thing. It's got a dial. It's got its own setting. But instead of having to press like the button 1,000 times for different temperatures. You just press it once, you get the temperature you want, and there you go. Has a little
RGB. Listen, you get a fucking light show. Listen, though, you actually don't have to press the button to hit it because my mom has one, and I've used it plenty of times.
Yep.
You can just pull
it. And you can just pull it. That's right.
So this isn't a life alert.
It's an actual vape cartridge mod. Yes.
But what's funny about this is that they had a contest for this, and I had put Tony's name. You know how they say, "Oh, you put a friend's name on it, subscribe, follow us, share with your friends." We won.
Oh shit!
Well, and, you won that.
And Rick was like, "We have been trying to contact you for almost 2 years."
Interesting.
Shit. Yeah. So, thank you. We finally got the prize. I'm absolutely grateful for this, so thank you so much. I can't wait to try it. I got to try it in the store, but I can't wait to get another cartridge to try this out.
Just do me a favor. Let them know not to track you while you're hanging out with me. Okay.
I also got this little cool thing. I mean, look at this. It's got I put press it 3 times.
A little.
Yeah, so
LED lighted.
Yeah, so what this thing does, it heats up. I have it at 350 right now. Damn. It goes up to 4 something. But I have flour in this right now. It says don't go over 419 or something like that.
Mm.
So we're going at 350. So what
you
it
said
does
you put the, flour in there?
Yeah, there's flour in here. And you can actually put extracts in here too at the same time.
That's pretty badass.
So this is the first time I'm hitting it with flour. Well, what's cool is that it heats up and it has a little timer. And what that timer indicates is just like, okay, this is still cooking, but give it some time to really settle. So it's still not warm yet. Also, it comes with industrial magnet for a mouthpiece, and it's got rubber mouthpiece replacements too, so you don't burn your fucking lip.
So wait, you gotta wait for that to warm up and then take the hit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's a traditional vape.
You wait for it to warm up.
Yeah, it's a traditional weed vape.
So you gotta wait for it. Hold on, let me wait for it. Mine's faster. I win. Fuck you. But it's a cool device.
No, this is beautiful. In other news this week, Gio, you want to talk about what happened during our recording of Cleaning Friends this week?
Well, we actually posted a clip. If you're on our social medias, you can find the clip. We ended up doing an impromptu live for Cleaning Friends. You know, it was completely unplanned. We just decided to say, fuck it, let's do it. We went ahead and did it. It was going smoothly for about the first maybe 12 minutes until Sanchez had a revelation live on the air. We were on the wrong fucking channel. Yeah, we were on another Clean Sanchez affiliate. We were on DD214's live. We were on their channel. Pretty much it was like an invasion episode. It was actually kind of amusing. It was funny. They joined the live too. It was hilarious. Shout out to the guys in DD214. And thanks again, guys, for letting Yeah, thanks for letting us use your basement. That's what it was. Yeah.
I also want to give a big shout out to everyone who came and watched the first Fallout Breakdown episode.
It looks like you guys are enjoying it.
It really looks like you guys are enjoying it. We have 7 more to go.
Yeah, man.
We got 7 more to go, and I'm actually super excited to dive more into it. So, guys, thank you so much. Also want to give shout out to everybody in Canada, Australia, the United States. We know you guys are listening. We love you. Keep it coming.
Shit. Another impromptu shout out. Harbor Harvest.
Oh, that's the...
Our homeboys up north.
That's the grinder card, isn't it?
You guys are holding down some... Yo, this is really, really fucking... Really awesome fucking card, dude. This thing is actually a grinder. Yeah. This is a fucking grinder. It's amazing. Oh, look. And then here we go. Another... Are you going to throw up again? Jesus Christ. What's this? It looks like you were about to do
here we go. Come on, boy, it'll chew you up. Oh, here we go.
Are you all right?
Yo.
No?
Oh, my God.
Holy
my face
shit,
hurts.
That scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, man.
Sanchez was having a stroke, this son of a bitch.
The way he was looking in the camera, I feared for his life there for a moment.
Yeah. Look, there he goes again. Like, why? You just love that feeling.
This motherfucker kicks.
You feel better about yourself now?
Woohoo!
So needless to say, the pen fucking works.
I'm sweating.
Good shit. What brand is that? What's up? What's the brand on that pen?
X-Vape, and this is called the limited edition Araya.
Araya.
Ooh.
You got the Araya. I got the motherfucking Ooze Beacon. A lot more slender.
But that one takes extracts too, right?
Yeah, this is extracts. And this is the Ooze products.
Shit. So we got
fucking badass.
We got Dabs, me, the Wax Daddy, and and Geo, Goblin.
I'm just the do it all guy. I'll smoke it all. I don't care what it is. Dab, weed, like flower, oil, fucking extract. As long as it's THC related, I'll smoke it.
This is amazing, actually. Before we hit the big topic, you guys got anything for this week? Anything good happened this week? Cannabis related? Music related? Anything?
I have a couple things, so you're gonna have to bear with me.
Oh, Jesus, we have to bear with the guy who barely talks.
Let me pass, like, back. Hold on. No.
All right,
the first thing
is I started a new playthrough of Fallout 4.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the new update dropped recently, which was really, really huge news for all of us, actually.
They dropped 4 Enclave missions in that fucking drop?
Dude, they dropped 4, and then they also dropped a bunch more.
Yeah, you
come across a lot of different encounters.
There's outposts, there's caves, there's bunkers. Like,
they added a lot of new locations. So if you're an Enclave fan... and you haven't played Fallout 4 since the update, all hail the Enclave, and you should definitely play it.
All
fuck the Enclave.
Hail
fuck
the
all of them.
Enclave.
All of them. All
looked,
of them.
Yo, it looked really bad because you couldn't see my hand, and I had to lower my hand real quick. I'm like, wait.
Thank you.
All hail the Enclave. I was like... All right, so that was one.
All hail
keep
the Enclave.
Down here, down below shoulder.
So I started playing Fallout 4 again, and I got past where I got stuck in my last playthrough. But I'm playing with mods, because fuck it.
Of course, I mean,
no. This is the way. You play vanilla first, and then when you're done with vanilla, you go and you have a little fun. What's wrong?
So I'm playing with mods.
In all legitimacy, I'm sorry to keep interrupting. In all legitimacy, we all kind of had to play the vanilla first because mobs weren't even a thing unless you played on PC.
Exactly.
Like, it's the only way.
Yep.
And even I wasn't an elitist then.
Play that.
So I don't care about the trophies. I'm playing with mods. I have the one cheat ring to rule them all. So, I have that. I've been playing with that. I've got into the Institute finally and met my son. For any of y'all that don't want spoilers too fucking bad, this game is like fucking 15 years old. You
the
need to stop.
The game
has been out long enough. Yeah, there is no fucking spoilers.
So, oh, my food's getting ready to show up. That's an immediate update.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, like, it's nice to see even the new players, like, embracing Fallout, and guys like us, the guys who have been in this world for the last 20, 30 years, you know, seeing veterans like us helping new players understand, because we want them to be part of this world. And I don't see that with a lot of other, like, big communities like that, with fan cult classic communities like that. Because
you want to enter the wasteland? We have a strong community. Come and talk to me, bro. I'll give you a fucking full
We got you.
Absolutely.
Just be careful going with Dabs, though, because he will fucking eat you eventually.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
He likes ass jerky.
Yeah, he loves ass jerky.
You're not wrong.
When are they going to put that as a recipe in 76, by the way?
No, I'm waiting for it. I am expecting that drop. I'm expecting it.
So, in music this week, I know we all like our rock music.
Yeah.
Slipknot played a very, very intimate show.
Yeah, I heard. It was $9 tickets.
Understatement. Yeah, it was a small rinky dink fucking venue. Like,
it was a saloon.
Yeah, it was a beginner spot. That's a beginner spot.
It looked like there must have been anywhere between 300 to 500.
Damn,
people.
That's a small show.
It was outdoors.
People in there.
Bro, they haven't played a show that small since they were in Iowa. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. And spoiler alert if you haven't fucking figured it out. Eloy from Sepultura.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what is so fucking cool about this whole situation is that Sepultura is a stadium arena band.
Yeah.
And so is Slipknot. And for Eloy, who is a fucking drumming superstar in the metal world, to go to play at a small saloon like this, like that feeling. It's not
humbling.
Just for Slipknot.
That shit
is
humbling for a band like Slipknot.
Did you watch the whole show?
Yeah, I watched the fucking on YouTube. They threw up the whole fucking show.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was really cool to see the revamp of their old masks, like redone. Like it was really cool to see that.
Is this for the 25th tour? These masks?
I'm not sure. I'm honestly completely oblivious as far as like what direction they're going.
I'd like them to kind of run with, especially Corey with the dreads.
I see. Hang on. I see some ginger. I saw ginger on that fucking bottle.
It's Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Yeah, my food came.
It's Wendy's.
I said my food was
and
coming.
And Chauncey. Look at Chauncey's waiting. Give that motherfucker a fry.
He doesn't deserve one.
Give that motherfucker a fry.
I don't think you could do that on YouTube. Don't do that.
Nah, give him a fry. Tell him Uncle Gio said this is for you for being a good dog.
Listen, I love that dog, bro. I love that dog.
Yeah, guys, whenever you hear a dog barking rambunctiously in the background, that's the little fella back there, that cute little guy. He's all right, adorable. Look. Give him a fry.
Look.
There you go. I feel better. But now, moving forward,
you know what we got today?
Dude, we got one of the greatest fucking fighting games of all time. Talking about fucking, like a generational fucking entry into the fighting game fucking industry, bro. This thing has stood toe-to-toe with Street Fighter for years. But yo, Mortal fucking Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Now, I'm pretty sure all of us have a pretty solid history with Mortal Kombat in one way, shape, or form. Doesn't matter the fucking game. I can actually bring up many fucking times that I have gotten into, like, standing face-to-face, like, gripping shirts fucking confrontations with people. Over fucking Mortal Kombat. Like, it's that game has gotten like some serious fucking shit out of it. But it's been out for fucking years and it's still coming. We just had a whole revamp of the universe with Mortal Kombat 1. A complete revamp of the MK universe, which not for nothing was pretty cool to fucking
see. It was amazing. Was
complete reset.
I was really impressed with what they did.
And it falls into that category of video game adaptations, you know, of the recent age that we've been in right now. So, I mean, the next one's going to have Carl Urban as fucking Johnny Cage, like what? And I'm so happy it wasn't The Miz, but I hate The Miz. Like I can't.
That was like fan casting. Like people wanted Miz just because his personality.
Can I just say
was very similar?
I cannot fucking stand The Miz, and you guys know this.
Then he's doing his job.
Exactly right, and you say that every fucking time.
He's doing his job,
but I hate the fact that he would be so perfect as Johnny Cage. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
But it's true. It's damn true. Now that we're throwing around wrestling puns and shit, but still.
Yep. But just to give in a brief history, Mortal Kombat was developed by Midway Games in 1992. It is it's in the fighting genre of video games. It was later reestablished by NetherRealm Studios. The series has a high reputation for high levels of graphic violence, and controversy surrounding Mortal Kombat led to the creation of the Entertainment Software Rating Board. So, if you guys don't know what the ESRB is, it's when you get a game and it says
mature, T for teen, all that shit.
And I think this is important. I think this is also important to note. There's always been the fact, video games create school shooters, and video games create people who masturbate and things like that. You know, like it's fucking ridiculous because influence comes in different ways, and I don't think I think we can learn. I think when you have a child that's into violent video games, you ask them, why do you like this game? Why do you like this game? And you have, you know, if they understand the fact that this is not real, this is a video game, this is for fun. You know, if like a game like Grand Theft Auto, you know, my son understands that it's just a video game.
Yeah.
He can't do this. He can't do the things in that game that he can do in real life. And he is okay with that. He knows that the real world is not like that. And I think if people separate that, you know, but that's a huge reason why we have the ESRB. I love the ESRB. Yeah. I think it's great. It also tells me how good the game is going to be sometimes.
Yeah, no, it does.
Honestly, that's kind of how I rate most of the game releases and new game releases on their rating. If the rating's up there, like on MA fucking, you know, like past PG, I'm like, okay, there's something to it.
Yep.
Like there's something to it. There's something I could enjoy out of the fucking
We
game.
Got some blood here.
And that's what happened with me with Mortal Kombat for the first time was I saw all these fighters on the front cover. I think it was Mortal Kombat 4.
Wait, I know one of them was like the first 3D.
Yeah, that's the one, and I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I think that was MK4.
Yeah, I think it was MK4.
Yep, I think it was MK4.
And I saw the cover for it, and I saw the TVMA rating, and I was like, oh, this is a mature rated game. I was like 17, so I was just able to fucking have it.
that one that you talk about is the
4. Okay, cool.
Yep, it is number 4.
So... yeah, so I saw that. I picked it up.
The game that introduced us to Meat. That's the game that introduced us to the character.
Yes, exactly.
Meat.
Yep.
Yep.
Darkness is calling.
So
gruesome.
But yeah, I picked that up. Gruesome, I saw the 3D, MA rating.
3D combat.
Dude, that first fucking like fatality finisher that I did, it was on Sub-Zero when he freezes you and fucking.
I was never good at doing fatalities. I could never get. I would always. I honestly feel
yeah, that was probably the most difficult fucking thing to really nail.
Was the fatalities
in Mortal Kombat? Was those fucking fate? Because you had to be in the right position. like within the like the right distance of the fucking person, like punch length or fucking kick length. It all really depended. Sometimes you have to be all the way on the other side of the fucking screen. It was fucking weird. And figuring them out was like part of the fun as a kid, because you're like, all right, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to read this fucking Wizard magazine or like this, you know, this game magazine. And I'm going to go through it and find the fucking final shit.
And, and it was only specific. I think this was around, what was it? Annihilation? And certain Game Informers had secret fatalities that they put in the game. Like, you know how when you go through the fatality list, they would have the question marks there because you had to actually discover them. So Game Informer each month would come out with one per character. And I had for 6.5 months.
Damn.
6.5 months, I had every Game Informer that had every fatality for each character.
That's how they sold their fucking subscriptions, yo. They caught you. They caught you good. They were like, yo, there's a lot of characters. That's a lot of issues. That's a long fucking time of subscription, which is smart. It was a good marketing fucking spot for them.
Yeah. So one thing that's interesting here, too, is that Midway went bankrupt, the Mortal Kombat development team was acquired by Warner Brothers Entertainment, and then they reestablished as NetherRealm Studios.
Yep.
And, you know, from there, it just...
it blew up.
Kicked off. And, you know, they've made other games like Injustice, Batman Arkham Origins, WWE Immortals, you know, but Mortal Kombat is the bread and the butter.
The game that I think... ate up the majority of not just like my
frosty,
you know, my teen years, but into my adult years. And I'm talking about a game that I played in the studio with other musicians when we were just bored as shit. This was the game that went around throughout the room, and it was only a two-player game. It was the first co-op Mortal Kombat game,
because
Armageddon. It was the co-op game. You were Kung Lao and Liu Kang. I forgot. I don't know if it was Deadly Alliance. No, that wasn't it.
Shaolin Monks?
That's the fucking one.
Yep.
Dude, hours upon hours upon hours, beer after beer, bong after bong, blunt after blunt, playing that game on repeat. I can't tell you how many times I beat that game, but it was such an entertaining game. Especially being so familiar with like the lore of Mortal Kombat, because that game told an incredible fucking story. Incredible story. I loved it.
Were you more playing it on console or at the arcades? Or did you have a good balance?
A console more.
Yeah, I played more on console.
Definitely more on console.
Yeah, I found myself playing Mortal Kombat more on at arcades. Tino's Pizzeria, for example, they had the Mortal Kombat machine there, stuff like that. I love arcades and stuff like that. But every time I saw a Mortal Kombat machine, I would have to go into it. Which you actually could get one now with 1UP Arcade. I've been looking at their stuff. They got a nice little game board table I want to get my hands on. So what are your three top favorite characters?
Ooh. Oh man. I gotta start with the top two Scorpion fucking ninjas Sub-Zero. Of the franchise. Scorpion and Sub-Zero immediately stand on. And then for the third, I'm gonna have to go off and say Ermac. Ermac became very, very like he became one of my favorite characters, like in the new gen of fucking characters and shit. His introduction was sick as shit. And his evolution as a character has been sick as shit. Like, I don't know. Ermac is definitely up there. I would have said Reptile because his evolution is definitely up there as well.
Reptile's cool.
Yeah, just because of the fact that it was a pigmentation switch. That was all it is.
Yeah.
That was all it was to create the character, and it was great. But Ermac is probably up there as my number three. Scorpion number one, Sub-Zero number two.
For me, I had number three was Liu Kang. I always thought Liu Kang was just, and I'm old school, you know, and call me typical. I just thought, you know, because
it was so OP.
It was great. It was great. My number two was, you know, dare I say it, Scorpion. You know, it's just Scorpion. Dare I say more? And number three has always been Raiden. I've always been a Raiden fan.
Raiden?
You know, we kind of got a bit of that with ESO. I like Raiden.
Well, you're calling him
wrong. I'm calling him Raiden. A lot of people call him Raiden too.
Well, whatever. He likes to ride him. He likes Raiden.
We'll just leave it to that. That's okay.
Leave him alone. He likes Raiden.
That's fine. All right, so my number one is Sub-Zero.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I religiously made it a thing when I was younger to practice all of his moves from all of the games and memorize his whole moveset. My number two is Kung Lao. It's the hat for me.
Okay.
Kung Lao.
It's a good one.
The hat for me.
Yeah, I can agree.
And then my last one is actually a most recent character within the past 8 years, Scarlet.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the blood chick, right?
Dude.
Yep.
She is a bloodbender. What could be better than that?
Yeah, that's exactly what she is. Yeah. She turns the blood into shards. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's hardcore.
What do you think were some of the best matchups?
Oh, man. And
I'm not talking about lore-wise. I'm talking about when you're watching two people. Like, you're watching two guys who are the best at Mortal Kombat. You know? Like, what two characters do you think
make great fights?
I think, for me, it would be the ones with the most elaborate moveset, which would end up being Kung Lao and Raiden. Like those two back to back, like face to face with two hardcore fucking players. Yeah, I think that would be epic.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to disagree.
I want to hear
who's the really fat dude that does the drunken master. Okay, so Bo Raicho and Baraka. It would just be funny.
But yeah, I see more comedy coming out than anything.
It would just be funny.
Because Bo Raicho, what I thought was funny about that character was the name. Like, they played off how you say drunk in Spanish, mm-hmm. which is borracho. So when you call someone borracho in Spanish, you're calling them drunk. So they went Bo Raicho, which was perfect play. I love the way they did that. And I like the way they did it with other characters like Noob Saibot. It was Boone and Tobias, but backwards. Mm-hmm. Like they killed it. Like I love those sweet little Easter eggs here.
Yeah.
And by the way, he says toasty.
Pussy.
Okay.
Oopsie.
Nope. That motherfucker on the corner. Toasty. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yes, it does.
So say pussy.
So I just want to say let's do our pause for the cause. Let's get our straight of the week, and then I got 15 facts of Mortal Kombat.
Let's fucking rock. See, I like shit like that. I like shit like that.
Yeah, this is. So what's the strain of the week? What are we fucking with today?
This week, I am going to try out something called GMO Hybrid. I mean, you can kind of see the nugs in there. They're very fluffy. They're fucking doused in, like, kief, which is incredible. I'm actually going to be using Harper Harvest business card to grind this up. Since it is a grinder, so I'm gonna try this out too.
Can I ask you something real quick?
What's up, gangster?
What does that weed smell like?
What does it smell like?
Yeah, because
hold on.
Because GMO has a very distinct taste.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Garlic mushroom and onion.
Oh. No, seriously. That's the plant.
Yeah, it smells like the gooch of a Chinese man.
Yeah. I don't know how you would know what that smells like, but
can we say that?
I mean, yeah.
If you're going the comedy route, that's the only way that can save you after saying something like that. Shit.
Oh no, trust me, you guys have no idea what's to come. And yeah, if you guys aren't aware, I am going to be dipping my toes, so to speak, in the Liverpool that would be stand-up comedy. I'm going to be trying my hand on it. I don't know how good I'll be at it. We're going to fucking see. Why not? Right? Right. Fuck you. But I'm trying to grind this up right now.
The laugh daddy, the dab daddy.
Dude, this is really, really fluffy, bud.
You should be showing us that how you're grinding it, because we can't see nothing.
Like, pressing the... I can't do it without fucking... I'm going to fuck something up. But
I gotta buy you a new camera, a secondary camera, a rolling camera. That's what we need. A rolling camera.
A roll up camera?
Yeah.
All right. This is fucking interesting. Like, I'm rubbing the fucking. Does it look like I'm jerking off? Now, can we get away with that? That's the question.
Mental flaw. All
right, so I'm trying, and I'm going to tell you right now, honestly, it works if you lived under a bridge.
God damn.
And you were, like, on some very, very primitive shit. It for that, it'll work. It'll take you a while. I mean...
I still have no idea how you did that, because I didn't see a fucking thing, Gio.
Bro!
All right, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, all right?
Listen, you piece of shit. Look, we're going to try this. Pay attention to this corner over here. That's all this stuff. Okay.
Come on.
Now, here we go.
Let's go, Bambaleo. Right,
here we go. Side seats.
There we go.
Look. There we go.
Grade it like cheese.
It does the job. It's just, it's going to take a while. I feel like I'm grading fucking broccoli right now. This is incredible.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
Yeah, dude, right there. Like, not bad. And the smell.
And
holy
the cool
shit.
Thing about it is you can also use the grinder to move the weed. It's not just a grinder.
Yeah, dude. And like I said, it's a metal fucking card. Like, this thing is. Yeah, it's a real deal.
All right. So while you're finishing that up, we're going to go through these 15 facts. The first one we already went through, it was the ESRB rating system, mm-hmm. which I think is also a major part of gaming history. Check that out. I think it's super interesting, too. There's a couple YouTube documentaries for it, too. Number 14, one American senator had a big problem with Mortal Kombat. He said violent video games may become the Cabbage Patch Dolls of the 1993 holiday season. But Cabbage Patch Dolls never oozed blood, and kids weren't taught to rip off their heads. We're talking for about real. Video games that glorify violence and teach children to enjoy inflicting the most gruesome forms of cruelty imaginable.
Nice. Yeah, because my first thought playing Mortal Kombat was to grab a kunai and stab my neighbor.
Yeah, because my first thought playing Mortal Kombat was busting fucking somebody's kneecap out.
You stupid. Fuck. You stupid motherfuckers, you.
Number 13, a Belgian rock band formed to bring the Mortal Kombat soundtrack to life. Following the initial release of Mortal Kombat, Belgian musicians Maurice Englund, a.k.a. Praga Khan, and Olivier Adams received an offer to develop an album to accompany the game. Although Englund and Adams were already members of a group called Lords of Acid, they branched off to form the Immortals for this assignment, and the Immortals' compositions were involved in Mortal Kombat marketing, eventual sequels to the game, and the 1995 Mortal Kombat movie.
I mean, just to intervene for a moment, I don't remember there being a soundtrack released with the games. The only soundtrack I remember being released with the game was Killer Instinct.
We're gonna have to dig into that.
Yeah, we might have to deep dive into that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Number 12. One version of Mortal Kombat gives a shout out to Phil Collins. In an aforementioned, wow, words are hard.
Okay.
A cheat code needed to allow the presence of blood and gore in the Sega Genesis variation of the game is Abacab. This combination of letters is referenced to Abacab, the 1981 album of Phil Collins' rock band Genesis, which happens to share the same name with the gaming system in question.
That's fucking incredible.
Yep. Number 11. Not all versions of Mortal Kombat were the same. Each home version of the game was marked by a few distinguishing characteristics, intentional or otherwise. The Nintendo variations omitted the presence of blood entirely, replacing it with sweat and cut down substantially on the violence.
In Japan, they replaced it with cum.
Yep. Sega games, they replaced it with the Hawaiian Punch White Wave.
Oh my. Yes. Moving on.
Number 10, Mortal Kombat released. Mortal Kombat's release was one of the biggest video game launches of all time.
Yeah, that promo went above and beyond.
Yeah, that is
their promo went. I remember as a kid, like when they were fucking promoting Mortal Kombat, you would go like anywhere and see like people like in full fucking gear, like promoting the shit. Like, yeah, it was insane.
Number 9, Liu Kang started out with a different identity. Earlier Japanese.
I went sideways with that one. Identity, Sanchez?
It says earlier drafts of the Mortal Kombat hero designed him as a Japanese warrior called Minamoto Yoshitsune. Yoshitsune.
Minamoto.
Yeah.
There must have been some coding behind that. All right.
Yeah, it's Minamoto Yoshi. Yeah, that's a very interesting name, but I mean, wouldn't that be a cool name than Liu Kang? Tobias told Electronic Gaming Monthly that the crew couldn't deal with the name, so they opted for the shorter Liu Kang. Number 8, only one Mortal Kombat character was never portrayed by a live actor.
Wait, what? Who wasn't portrayed by a live actor? What?
Yeah.
Who?
Goro.
Oh, so that's all, like, fucking just computer generated?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? He kind of does look clunky and, like, claymation-y. Interesting.
Yeah. The Mortal Kombat actors have impressive resumes. And, I mean, this is the old mm-hmm. cast. We're talking about people that were in Legend of the Drunken Master, Epic of Lotus, sure. Alone in the Dark, Red Dawn. The list goes on. Number 6, an outsider came up with the final title. Pinball and game designer Steve Ritchie, a friend of Boone's, came up with the name Mortal Kombat on a whim upon catching a glance of misspelled combat on the latter's drawing board during a visit to his office.
Sick.
And what's actually interesting here is that number 5, that's coming up with the name for the game, took 6 months. Mortal Kombat didn't have a name for more than half of the development of the period. Every suggestion for a title was detested by at least one of 4 designers. Names that didn't make the cut included Kumite, which refers to a hand-based section of karate training, Dragon Attack, Death Blow, Kumite. And Kumite. Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Kumite. Okay,
thank you for that. Death Blow and Fatality. I would have been cool with Death Blow. Number 4. Big Trouble in Little China was a prominent source of inspiration.
Really?
Yep,
that's right. The Lightning Dude.
Yep. The game's Thunder God, Raiden, took visual inspiration from the movie's Assassin Trio. We just lost Dabzy. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Voltec. Voltec took Freshy.
Come back.
Freshy, come back. You could blame it all on Voltec. Yeah, I think he died.
Damn, right at the end.
We're almost done with the facts.
We're right at number 3. Come on, come back. Come back.
Are we at number 3?
We're at number 3. Come back.
Yo, this is religion. Like, literally. If one of us doesn't get fucked through one of these recordings or like one of these episodes, it's not a BRVG episode. At all.
Oh.
So is it like, I don't know. Like, what do you prefer more? Like, what's more comfortable for you? Is Riverside really that easy?
Because I could do anything I want. I could even separate our voices. I could...
Salud.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
What the fuck?
And I'm losing control. Because the power you're supplying.
He's electrifying. Yo, seriously. But I had to be there like a jerk off. When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last bloody day. Well, what? No.
Sandy.
I'm really concerned.
Why?
Concerning.
You left me. Oh, Sandy.
So wrong.
And we're back. Vault Tech took over. They kidnapped Dabs. They got them.
Not right. Not right, Vault Tech.
Yeah, but we'll finish off this list real quick. Number three is Jean-Claude Van Damme maintained his presence in the final cut.
Of course he did. He's fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Number two, Mortal Kombat was originally based around Jean-Claude Van Damme. According to a man named Tobias, the game started when producers of Universal Soldier came in as Midway Games to create a game based on the movie, but Midway thought it would be more fun if they licensed Jean-Claude Van Damme on his own, making a grittier, more game like Van Damme's Bloodsport. But that deal fell through, eventually moving the martial arts tournament to the fictional planet of Earthrealm. And number one, Mortal Kombat was created by only four people in 10 months.
Yep.
Yeah, and the actors that were a part of it too. So we are here to end this.
Yeah. We also gotta do something traditional. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm fucking destroying this fucking chocolate cup of bacon.
It's not letting me screen share.
That's not nice.
So someone else is currently. Are you sharing your screen?
No. You want me to?
God damn it.
I like your hair.
God damn it, Riverside. What are you doing? So am I going to have to spin this?
Spin it. I'll take your word for it.
All right. I'll move the camera so you can see it. So it is going to be... Oh.
Primitive Spin That Wheel episode. Here we go.
Gaming technology.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And that has come far as fuck.
And that's going to be scary to talk about. But guys, thank you so much for coming to another episode of BRVG.
We will see you next. Do us a favor, guys. Let Bethesda know that, you know, we're here. We're trying to stay alive. Stop killing our guys, man.
Yeah.
Stop killing us.
We're here for you. We're here for you.
Yeah, we love you. Like, I mean, if this was a necessary sacrifice in the name of Bethesda, I'll take it. But
we need him back, because if the two of us are just here, then it's just no reactions. And, well, Gio's got great reactions, but Dabs has, like, I want to not be here reactions. So
I love his reactions.
Yeah. But Dabs, I'm sorry.
My God, I'm actually at war with a Gatorade.
Oh, my God. With the Propel again? Have a good day, everybody. Have a good motherfucking day.